Sandspence Radio. When you try your best, but you don't succeed.
Are you looking for a place to discuss my controversial, but also maybe a bit practical, plans for dealing with the Mutie problem? Is trying to open a dialogue about Muppet rights with your friends going nowhere? Looking for some like-minded people to dissect the minutiae of mine and Adam's very obvious behind-the-scenes romance? Well, have I got the place for you. Our Sanspants Radio is our very own subreddit, where you can discuss the latest episode, rate your favorite Sanspants crew, or just shoot the proverbial breeze with people who share a common interest. So why not head over to Our Sanspants Radio and start talking to your fellow Sanspantsarinos? Actually, don't call yourselves that. That was awful. Come up with a better term.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Valletta.
I'm Adam.
And today's topic is Animal Kingdom Part Something.
Part F.
Part F. Animal Kingdom Part Man Part Monster. Fish. He only said F. But then F starts with fish. Oh, fish noises. We all know the fish noise.
Do we?
It's... Because even though fish
is... There... Sorry, go on.
No, please,
Isn't there a screaming fish?
Is there?
A fish that, like, its mating thing is it'll go to the surface, stick its head out, and then it makes a noise.
Imagine being a sailor, and you're like, what the fuck is that scream? If I was on a boat, and
that's
I looked...
That's how the myth of the siren call became.
Do you think, what, sailors are like, I'm enchanted by that scream.
And then they saw a dugong, and they were like, that's the reason.
That's what must be screaming. I'm going to give it to it. I think I would be so terrified if I heard and then saw screaming fish. I would be like, everyone out of the sea, something's amiss below. I want to say below deck, but for the ocean.
Below sea level.
Below sea level. Yeah, you're with me. Best kind of fish. Prime fish. Best fish. 10 out of 10. This fish rules.
There are two things. At least two things to think about when.
Okay.
I moved my phone so I could have optimal.
This is real.
Moving.
This is. We're getting into it.
Deliciousness.
Oh.
Coolness.
Okay. You want a delicious and cool fish.
Ability to keep in a tank. Those are the three things you want from a fish.
Okay. I'll agree there. Because, well, but then it makes my best fish not that good.
But you can have one that you can be like, this one.
I don't want to accept that because then my answer is not the correct answer.
No, because you could be like, this one, while not delicious and or tankable, is quite cool.
Okay. Well, then the fish I propose for the Midnight Society is the sunfish.
Ooh, sunfish is a good fish. That's a good choice.
Oh, it's cool. Yep. Not terribly tankable because it's huge. And also, I don't know how it tastes, so I'm going to assume real good. Why I like the sunfish is because the sunfish looks like half a fish, and that's pretty funny. And I often imagine sharks being like, it's already been got at.
Is it half a fish from the neck up, or like half a fish longwise, or half
where's
a fish
a fish's
flat?
Neck?
Like, I mean, is it like a head of a fish, like no tail?
It looks like a head of a fish, I think. Yeah. Oh, but kind of no tail.
A flounder looks like half a fish, but that's because it's flat.
How does that happen to a fish?
I guess because they're like kind of floating.
It's aerodynamic, isn't it? It's what a fish wants. Are you saying like how does a fish get so flat?
No, like how does a fish? You know those fish that got their eyes on one side of their body?
Flounder.
Yeah.
Oh. Because they're on the ground,
so they can look up,
so they can see.
Yeah.
That's
because it would make no sense to have one eye.
Because you got one eye looking in the sand.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Do you know donkeys can see all four of their feet at any point in time?
What? What?
Because of the way their eyes are positioned.
They're positioned on either side of their eye. Oh.
They're like quite far back on their head, so they can see all four of their feet.
That's fucking with me.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
That's a prey ability, to have eyes on either side of your head. If you see any animal in the wild like that, that animal is probably eats plants and is often prey for other animals.
That's cool. That's cool. And eyes in the front, that's a predator thing.
Yeah.
That's why we got them.
Dun, dun.
Because we're a predator.
Dun, dun, dun.
What music is
dun,
that?
Dun, 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 dun.
Like the stalking music.
Just your basic stalking.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun.
Sounds a bit like Jaws. What's the best fish in your opinion, then, if the sunfish is...
Anglerfish, in my opinion. Which I think anglerfish I've spoken about my love for anglerfish before.
They are good.
But it's been a while since I brought it up. I love anglerfish because the way they breed is stupid.
How do they breed again?
The way that anglerfish breeds is that the female will be, like, chugging along, and then the male will come up and
oh,
be
I
like...
Oh, I know this. Yeah, this is fucked.
This is the woman I want. So he'll just like pierce the woman's side, his gonads in there, deteriorate off the gonads, like die.
Yeah.
And just rot away until it's just a pair of gonads.
He's just fish gonads in his woman. And then the baby's just...
She like sucks him up.
Yeah, pretty much. It's real fucked up.
That's mad. Yeah. Anglerfish seem like the fish...
And the ones with the little light bulbs on their head.
Yeah, well, I was going to say they seem like the fish that God put all his good ideas in. Mm. Or not maybe his good ideas. But like all the ideas, he wasn't going to check anywhere else. He was never going to give us lights in our heads.
That's true. We need them.
When God was 16...
Yeah.
And was like really into 9-inch nails.
What if a fish was like real dark, had a real big mouth, and their sex was just fucked. Just straight fucked.
That's a good idea, dude.
Is God stoned?
Yeah, that's how you would playing it.
No, that's on me. That's fair. So a fish, this is real stupid, but I like that a fish likes light the same way a moth likes light.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Like seagulls.
Yes. Because when a moth sees a light, it thinks it's the sun, or the moon.
Do we not know why moths do that? I thought I remember hearing something like...
Because I think it's the moon.
I remember hearing that we're not 100% sure, because they don't do that to the moon either.
That's weird. I hate moths.
They're annoying.
They're annoying. I killed a moth the other day. I'm so proud. All right, so we had a mecha moth in our house.
Do you mean a moth that was part machine?
He just was giant, and I hated him. Okay. He wouldn't die. So this giant moth, which in all... I can show you guys how big he was, like that big, but which is like the size of a grapefruit. He was a big motherfucker.
Grapefruit.
Yeah. That's a huge moth.
He was a big motherfucker.
Do you mean the width or just actually the size of a grapefruit?
The wingspan. But he was like half a grapefruit up to down.
Yeah. Up to down.
Because I was imagining the size of a grapefruit. Yeah. That's fucked.
Wingspan of a grapefruit. Body of half a grapefruit.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
So he was a big fucker, and he was chilling in our kitchen for ages, and I was like, I hate you, but I'll deal.
Yeah, whatever.
And I didn't leave my room for 3 nights, because I was like, the moth is out there. And then what had happened was he had gotten into my room just as I was falling asleep, and all I could hear was of him.
That's bad.
Tapping around in my room, and I was like, look, moth, I tried to give you the benefit of a doubt.
You were good. You were civil in this situation.
I was good to you, and you've then decided to destroy that trust by coming into my personal space and fucking me around as I'm trying to sleep. So now it's time to die. So I grabbed our bug spray, which was empty, and tried to spray it, and it didn't work.
Okay.
And then I was like, how do I get this giant moth out of my room? And the problem was that it had gotten up into the corner of my ceiling, which is very high. We've got very high ceilings, so I couldn't reach it. Even with, like, a towel, I couldn't reach it.
Yeah.
So I did the only thing. I improvised.
Yeah, hey, look, in a situation this dire.
I tried my best.
Yeah.
And I got the bottle of water, the spray bottle that we used to discipline my cat with.
Okay.
And put it onto Jetstream and just drowned that motherfucker.
Man.
That's fucked.
And then it fell, and then I sprayed it with hairspray to make sure.
Yeah. Well, you like, when you're spraying a bug with hairspray, you're like, it's not designed to kill it.
No,
but it's bound to.
Yeah, hopefully it will suffocate the fucker. Mm. So he died, and then I was real proud. And then I took a photo of him next to my shoe to prove how big he was.
Yeah.
So when people ask, I can be like, well, it's this big. And so I did that. And then the next night, another moth, as big as this one, just a normal-sized moth flew into my room, and I was like, buddy, you're going to...
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
Do you not know what I did to the last one?
Yeah, I'm like, have you not heard the stories? And what I did was, I didn't have the spray bottle this time, and also I ended up with a very wet room.
Imagine.
Like, things were moist. What I did is I have this cat toy, which is like a little toy fish on a bit of rope that's tied to a stick.
Yeah, okay.
Like, the cat loves it, it's shiny. Anyway, so I was like, the moth was real high, so I was like, if I can flick it down, I can just, like, shoo it out of my room.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I flicked it and then cut the moth in half.
Oh, fuck
off.
Are you a goddamn shogun warrior?
You think I split it in half wing-wise. I did not.
What?
The wing and the head came off in one piece, and then the thorax and the abdomen came off in another piece, and they were both still alive.
Oh,
and
boy.
And then I like, spent ages like showing people what I'd done.
I thought you were going to be like, I spent ages trying to put it back together.
And then I glued it.
Maybe that's what a cat does.
I have no, it just like, it split in half and the thing was like, oh my God, why? And I was like, fuck.
I really like your moth impression. Oh, gee whiz, this is not at all what I was
not
after.
What I wanted tonight. Yeah, and then he also got put in the bin.
That's
amazing. My two stories of how I've killed two moths this week.
Well done. You're a bloody predator. You're a warrior.
Is that maybe what a cat does? It's like, fuck, you see that mouse? Look at this. I killed this.
Definitely. Yeah. A cat doesn't understand why we're not impressed.
Cats actually bring you, this is just facts that I know. I'm like, fucking
you're
on the ball
machine
today.
Right now.
Cats actually kill food, mice and stuff and bring it to you because they think you're terrible hunters.
Oh.
And they bring you food because they're like, all right, I brought you food because you're a fucking idiot, but I seem to like you, so take this mouse.
Here you go. You.
But we feed them.
Those motherfuckers. Yeah. I like that the cat must be so confused when we don't eat the mouse.
Yeah.
Like he's like, look, you suck at this whole situation, but here's a, you can eat this. That's fine. And we're like, the bin. And he's like, what the actual fuck?
I would have eaten it then.
You rude cunt.
Your story reminded me of look how good I am at killing bugs. Quite the opposite story. I must have been like 8, maybe. And I was sitting in the end toilet at my house is like kind of exposed to the elements. So it would often.
An outhouse.
A bit like an outhouse, yeah. So it would often get like filled with insects and shit like that. And I was sitting there once, turned around in the corner, crawling towards me. Probably not, but I was 8 or 6 at the time. So in my mind, it was the size of a dinner plate and crawling towards me. But a spider was there. And I freaked out, grabbed the nearest thing that I could, which was the air freshener.
Oh, yes.
And blasted that motherfucker.
Did it die?
I don't know. Well, I do know, but like at the time I didn't know. I just blasted it until I finished shitting and then I left. I left and I didn't look back. And then maybe 15 minutes later, my dad comes into my room and is like, Adam, how much fucking air freshener did you use in the toilet? And I'm like, there was a spider. A spider? And you hit it with the air freshener?
That's amazing.
And I did not kill that spider.
You made it refresh, though.
Just to go, just one more story, then I promise we'll get onto the proper talks. The other night, I had a bug in my room, and I thought there were many bugs in my room. And so, like, this, I don't know what it was, like a mini moth or a little flying bug just kept, like, hitting my laptop. So I'd, like, grab it, smoosh it in my fingers, and flick it on the ground because I'm a disgusting human being.
No, hey, I do the same when they're on my computer.
I was on my laptop doing that, and I did it, like, 3 or 4 times, and I was like, man, there is a lot of bugs in my room. This is nuts. And I flicked on the lights. There were not a lot of bugs. There was one bug that I was real bad at killing. Kept coming back for more, though.
I was going to say, what a trooper that bug is. He's like, I got to be near that screen. Gee fucking
chest is broken, but I'm going back.
I'm sure I've told the story of the spider in the shower drinking shower on air. I'll tell it again. Whatever. Zama can cut it if I have. I remember once I was in the shower and, again, I live in the sticks, so, like, the house just gets full of bugs. That's just life. You see, like, a huntsman on the wall and you're like, okay.
I don't know how cool you can be.
But I'm in the shower and I see this little spider and he's, like, dangling from the ceiling. And I'm like, ooh, mate, you're going to get me. But I just sort of avoid him, let him do his business, I do mine. And then I notice that he's descending, and I'm like, oh, fuck, what's he doing? Is he actually going to come down and get me? He reaches about level with the water and then starts poking his hands out and having a little drink. He's like, I was like, man, you can just stay there as long as you dang please. I'd never seen a spider drink before. The idea that a spider needs water is like almost like
it's abstract.
You're like, you don't think a spider's drinking ever. Because, like, where's it getting its water from? Where's it getting its waters from?
I always imagine it just, like, sops up little droplets of dew.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, like, the blood of whatever it's killing.
Yeah.
Oh, yours was much nicer than mine.
No, I think yours was nicer.
Yeah, yours was nicer.
Where's that dew? Dew is pretty much guaranteed pleasantness. You reckon do spiders eat mosquitoes?
Yeah, spiders eat it. Yeah,
is a spider real happy if it's got a bloody mosquito? Is that, like, a treat for a spider? This is turning into bugs, but that's
I don't think
fine.
A spider.
We'll just redo the intro.
Yeah, whatever. We'll fix it in post.
I don't think a spider can be happy. I think a spider's like good, bad,
Dead.
Dead. Good, bad, I'm in a tub. Strapped in a tub. I must solve this puzzle.
It's always sad when you see a bug that's real wet. Because you're like,
or
you're...
not. It's a joy if you want that bug to die.
Yep.
I always find it sad. I see a moth in the like shower and I'm like, oh, son, no. You're done. That's unless you can dry out in time.
My joy is taking a shower and like carotting water towards the moths so they get damp and die.
Man, I like moths.
No, they're little assholes. They're winged demons, just like butterflies.
They're kind of cute. They got little cute heads.
No, their bodies are too big. They make too much of a noise. I've had too many moths attack me to like them. But then this fear is also transferred over to butterflies.
Butterflies are so harmless.
It's the same shit, though. Don't fucking lie to me. They're like, moths are gross, but butterflies are okay. I'm like, no, it's the same fucking thing.
That is winged nonsense.
One is nighttime butterfly, one is daytime butterfly.
Yeah. What is a butterfly if not a daytime moth? You're right. You're right. You know, my favorite bug?
Yeah.
The weevil. I love the weevil.
You do love a good weevil.
It's a cutie.
He's got a mustache. He's got feet. What other bug has proper feet? He walks real weird. Oh, man, big nose. I love that guy. Plus, he's a bit of a troublemaker. Gets in your rice. Spoils your food. But he's, you know, he doesn't mean no harm. No, he's a pest bug. Plus, there's that one that's got like an absurdly long neck. And that's pretty good.
I think ants are cute.
Yeah?
Like if you get a big old close-up of ants, they can be pretty cute. Yeah, no, you ever seen an ant drinking?
Oh, that's an
ant
drink. That's got dew all over it.
Oh, that's good.
See that guy who's like, I fed them dyed water and they changed that color?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Ants get like, bumblebees. Bumblebees are the cute insects.
I was thinking, I'm like, ants are cute in a way. bumblebees are just guaranteed.
Bumblebees are like fuzzy ants.
Yeah. What is that fuzz?
Peach fuzz.
For they collect pollen.
They collect from pollen. They go to polling station. Collect the peach fuzz.
Oh, dumb.
Anyway.
Pollen.
Pollen,
Adam, what's your favorite fish?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Probably also the bumblebee.
Or have you ever had a fish?
We used to have goldfish as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had this, like, four small ones, one big black one. And the small ones just started disappearing.
Oh, really?
I think I know where this story is
going.
Yeah,
the big black one was eating them. And then we killed it, I think. I forget.
Really? You were like, you've done enough damage.
I think my brother started... We were really young. Like, my brother would have been four. And I think my dad, who does not necessarily always have a lot of tact...
Yeah.
When my brother asked where the other goldfish had gone, because he loved the blue one.
Yeah.
My dad just told him that the black one was eating them. So my brother started crying.
Yep.
So my mom was like, well, we best get revenge. I was very actually.
If the black fish is dead, it can cause no more trouble. We always used to go to the sandwich market, get a bag of fish.
Every day?
Like every fucking day we got a new fish. No, every Saturday we went to the sandwich market. You could get a fish in like a plastic bag. Yeah. It's like a classic little treat for like $2. We bring it back, put it in a fish bowl, it'd die next week, grab another. And it often
died. That's grim.
Yeah.
We had two cats. When I was young, we had Pepsi Max and we had Sam the Bad Cat.
What a great name for a cat. What great names for cats. Pepsi Max and Sam the Bad Cat.
Sam the Bad Cat was like an angel. I don't know why we named him that. But anyway, we always used to like, when you knew the goldfish had died, it's when you heard just like psh, this splashing sound as the cat had fallen into the like, goldfish bowl and eaten the goldfish. I honestly don't know what I think about it. Why did we call him Sam the Bad Cat? He was a really good cat.
Well, that'd be the irony, though. Yeah. It makes it funny.
Yeah, but I think me and Ryder named him. We were like five. And I don't know why Pepsi Max was, I want to say the Pepsi Max solid colors.
Yeah.
But the Pepsi Max colors are blue, white, and red. So no, he wasn't.
Maybe.
Solid choice, though.
They were good names. They were good names. No, those cats were great. But yeah, getting a goldfish every time, putting it in the tank, it was fun. And it's like a pet you don't have to think about terribly much, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Make sure we went all out with our fish.
Really?
We were a fish family.
Fish family? I don't know if I liked fish families growing up, because I was like, that's not a real pet. That's basically a painting that moves.
Closest thing you'll be to Hogwarts.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a friend who has They got rid of all of their fish, but they had like five fish tanks with like across the board 17 roughly fish. A cat, a dog, and a hamster. Not a hamster, sorry, a guinea pig.
Yeah. Mm. We just had fish. Like, we didn't have any.
Were they like tropical fish?
We did have tropical fish. We had predator fish.
Oh, yeah.
My dad thought was the best. So we had a fish, which is a type of fish called a sooty grunter.
Yeah.
Which is like kind of a
what?
A sooty grunter.
Sooty. As in dirty.
Yeah, as in dirty.
It's a dirty grunter.
So it's kind of like a shit piranha. That's the best way I can describe it.
Did it grunt?
Tim Allen his whole way through. No, he was just a weirdo little fish. But he was a little predator. His name was Sooty.
Yeah.
Because we weren't as imaginative as Jack's and his family. Yeah. No, and he would just eat, we'd feed him and then he'd eat the other fish and it was a good time.
That's pretty cool.
So we had fish that like ate other fish, so they were quite fun.
I really like the idea as a child of having an axolotl.
Oh,
Mexican
great.
Walking fish. But
they're the worst though when you get them.
Because you just don't do anything with them?
It's just so
they just
dull.
Sit there? Yeah.
Little assholes. We had one in prep or primary school, like when you get a class pet.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to get an axolotl. And they got the ugliest fucking axolotl. It was like albino and had red eyes.
They've got cute
mouths.
Are they
not all like that?
No, it's all black.
Oh, really?
You could get a colorful one, but we got this one that looked like Satan. and then we named her Fifi.
That is good.
That's which I think is a great. Any kind of ironic pet name is great. Sam the Bad Cat, Fifi the Ugly Axolotl.
Spot.
He's a hunting dog. But they were just the shittest pets. We've had a lot. We've had everything, I think. We've had hermit crabs. We've had...
Hermit crabs are a classic.
Lizards. We can't get snakes or mice because my mum doesn't like them, which is disappointing because I think we do good with mice.
I had a snake or mice.
These are into snakes. You should get those, like, I think they're Japanese crabs that have... They're like as tall as a person, but they're all leg.
Those crabs are great.
They're terrifying.
As I was looking them up the other day with my girlfriend because, I don't know, I wanted to show her some big crabs. There's a great... There's like in all the pictures, they're holding it by the legs and the crabs always look real terrified.
Why?
Like, let me go. Did you know that Mexican walking fish are like a larval form of a salamander?
I did not know that.
What?
Yeah. And it's only under specific circumstances that they will become full-on salamanders. They're like locusts.
Oh, yeah.
A locust is just a grasshopper, but if you get a whole bunch of them together, it's like Pokemon evolution.
Yeah.
Get a whole bunch of them together. What? We got locusts. And same with salamanders. Or axolotls. You get
That's nuts.
I don't know what it is, like a temperature thing or whatever, but it's like, blah, suddenly I'm a salamander.
Salamanders are nasty.
Did you know that the biggest salamanders are like 5 feet long?
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're slimy motherfuckers.
They're so weird. They're like unsettling. They're like a different alligator, and I'm not a fan.
You know what fish rocks? The what? Flying fish.
Oh, that guy's so good.
I'm picking that as my favorite fish because I don't think we got to that. Because
you're breaking the laws.
I am.
You are breaking the laws. If you're a fish that flies, it's like, mate.
Oh, the fish breaks. I thought you were like, laws. Adam, you're breaking the Sans Pants laws, and that's why it took so long for us to get to your favorite fish.
No, I like flying fish because, see, like a walking fish, or even like a gulper, you know, the guy that flops on the... You're like, look, he's making the, like, one move up from sea to land. Flying fish has skipped the middle, and that seems wrong.
He's too advanced.
They do it in big hordes. That's cool.
That is good. Man, what was
my... little assholes.
What was my history even going to be? Something about fish. It came to me. Let's talk about the merman.
Mermaids or merman?
Merman.
Oh, right.
Because we always talk about the mermaids.
We already brought it up,
guys? Yeah, exactly. But, like, the merman is an underappreciated mythological creature. Mm. Because what I think is funny about the merman is that you imagine all these horny sailors at sea.
Mm.
And
some gay horny sailor.
Must have wanted, like, it's just, it would be disappointing if you're like, aha, it's a merman. And he's like, hello. Not quite what you were expecting, I guess, I gather.
Hello, boys. Let's
hello
do this.
Hello there, boys.
Is the merman a sexy, kind of does it have the same allure as the siren, as the mermaid?
All right.
Depends.
Yes.
Here we're going to go into, so we delved deep into the internet at one point now.
Oh, boy.
She's got questions.
I'm excited.
Mermaid fan fiction.
Sure.
Let's just fucking start from there.
Yep.
The mermaid penis.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Is kind of tentacly sentient.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just like a regular dong.
Yep. Yep.
It's like a little...
So like a elephant's hog.
Yeah, like an elephant's hog, but with more movement.
More ambulatory.
Yeah, like with, it can go into knots and shit. Like it's a fancy. Oh,
goodness.
Yeah.
Is that what a fish's penis looks like?
I have no idea. Because I don't think fish have penis.
What's more pleasant? I don't think fish have penis as well. Fish are missing penis.
I just think, no, I'm thinking of frogs. Fish might have penis.
Oh, God. Don't fish do, like,
make that mistake twice?
I don't know. It's just the casualness. Maybe. I don't know. Fish might have penis. Who knows? What were you going to say, Adam?
Don't they do, like, like the female and male, like, spurt out, like, almost shit out their sperm?
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, I mean,
you know, frogs have a moist patch.
Yeah, that they just rub their patches. So, I guess if mermaids and mermans work under, like, fish rules, then it's like the merlady lays some weird little orange eggs. Mm. Merman, big thing of cum on that, fucks off.
I'm imagining moist patches for, like, the frogs.
Really? Well, what I'm imagining is, you know, like a fella's, he's got that like groinal muscle.
The V.
Yeah,
oh, the V.
The V. Imagine if that just led to dong on a mermaid surrounded by scales. So like a big floppy dong.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because it's...
Because I feel like with all the fan fiction
give us
that
a draw. Let's see a drawing of a mermaid and then I'll give you my drawing of what I believe.
We've only got a big texter, so enjoy someone finding
this. Here's a pen.
Here's
a pen.
Thank God.
You got to go through all the notes. All right.
Someone like breaks into the studio being like, I need to find out what the last thing they wrote was.
What are Sans Pants' trade secret? Oh.
Mermaid dong.
Mermaid dong. I knew it.
I don't know what I'm... All right. So okay, I know what I'm looking at now.
Okay.
At a mermaid.
Yeah,
Merman.
You got the V.
So
mad.
That's the V.
Yeah,
so
I'm with
what
you.
I have seen in my mer fan fiction is like a little kind of sleeve.
Okay.
In which the weird tentacle testicle then will protrude.
Goodness. Okay. You're getting real in depth. That's very long.
Yeah.
That's, no, thank you. Here, let me draw you what I imagine.
All right, you imagine. I'll take
it
a photo.
Need to be because this is... Wait, maybe they fuck like dolphins. How do dolphins fuck?
Dolphins have
a penis. Yeah, they do.
Not always. I'm not ready to make that claim. So you got the V coming down like this, and you got like, oh man, how do I draw this? Just like full on dong there.
Good.
And then like mermaid tail. So like, you know, plus he's got like some mad abs. You know? Hey, I'm Chad.
Jack, please stop drawing. Jack, please. Jack, stop. Jack, stop
so
drawing.
Detailed.
Hey, stop drawing. You don't need to draw the head, the body.
How you doing,
what is
babe?
That crab arms?
Stop drawing.
That's what I'm picturing.
That's beautiful.
That's
what
kind of that's
what I kind of wish you guys had done is Zoe had drawn a merman and you'd drawn a mermaid, and then we try to figure out how they would mate.
That's, well, we've done the male, our two versions of the male. One where it's a slit with a strange tentacle, which I'm always imagining is kind of like a deep burgundy for some reason.
It's a lighter version of whatever colour their tail is.
Oh, is that a hard and fast rule?
I'll put it out there that yes.
Okay, and whereas mine, the torso extends down to the penis.
To the penis, and then it starts.
It's like as though you flopped your dong, or fellas flopped his dong out of his fly, but kept his pants hiked.
Yes.
But the pants are the tail. All right, now you can go drawing a lady.
Oh, no.
We're using your system here, the Zoe Bellotta patented mermaid wang system.
All right.
What is going on?
Shit, I wouldn't know how
to... Is this
going
to be regular?
I guess it would be regular, but in a different position. So instead of being like...
Oh,
in
okay.
Between...
I thought you were doing a close-up.
Instead of being in between your legs,
where the
giant normally lives, it would be like a situation
where... Okay.
Hold on. Let's get some sexy boobs
There. Get some curves in there.
Get some curves, a little bit of that.
Get the belly button.
A little bit of this.
Get some bloody...
Big old bitties.
Throwing erotica in the studio. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adults only. This is Sans Pants upright. Oh, yeah, baby girl.
Yeah. All right, so this is my giant-titted girl-woman.
Yep.
And so what I imagine is like...
Just a disembodied torso and tail.
It's
no
fine.
No arms, no head.
This is a medical diagram.
I actually almost prefer Jack's one now. That just...
You yelled for drawing a head last time.
I think I'm just not having fun. Right?
So I would imagine it would be a front-on kind of gine situation.
So you just kind of basically got like a
with
slit.
With like a thick
right.
kind of layer of fat to protect it.
Yeah, well,
but
I mean...
then that could then retract back into the
that's
body.
That's clever. All right, let me give it a go.
So the gine isn't always exposed.
Yeah, because I think an issue with mine... is that the wang is just hanging out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, your wang's just hanging out.
Without the addition of pants, like, we're in trouble. Okay, so whatever, we got the mermaid body. Who cares? So I guess I have to do something similar. So you've got to kind of this business.
But it's almost like, oh!
And that nearly, and then you got your, like, your pubes going on.
Yeah.
And you got your kind of whole business down. I guess it's just regular, really.
But it's
for me,
not, because regular's quite tucked up in there.
Whereas I guess this has
legs.
To be quite, because you're not.
Predominantly on the pubic bone.
You've got no yeah. legs to open. Yeah. Yeah. And now which one, and I think this is the real question. I got to draw some big old bitties, whatever.
Yeah.
They're misshapen.
That's fine. That's more accurate.
Yeah. The question we got to ask is, which one's the most fuckable? Now,
just for novelty, I'd fuck my ones.
I think I'd fuck your ones for not. Well, I mean, like, my ones are just sort of creepy and I feel like magic's involved.
Yeah. It's yours... quite regs, but mine's like you get to fuck a fish person.
I know. I don't know if I'd go for the weird tentacle wang.
Oh, that's all right.
That's a bit. That's all right. Don't feel obliged. Jackson, you can do what you dang please.
That's all for me then.
But the lady, sure. I mean, I'd give it a go.
Yeah, and where are their balls?
Oh, shit.
No, I didn't think about that.
No, I did balls.
Oh, I didn't you draw did. Balls. I just drew a testicle, like a tentacle testicle.
Presumably they're on
my
the
guy
inside.
My guy has no yeah, pubes. Hang on. There we go.
Yeah, draw some pubes on him.
There we go. Sorted it.
Sick. Beautiful.
Weird that yours has pubes.
No, that makes sense.
Well, mine seem more like just like...
regs.
Magic. Like they seem like... Yeah. Like yours could be sea creatures. I mean, I...
thought about it hard and fast.
It's good. It's good. We'll tweet this photo yeah. when this episode comes out. You got any facts for us?
Yes.
Now that ordeal is over.
Poor Adam's going to have nightmares tonight.
We sorted it out.
I've yeah. seen and read worse.
About it's always like on
specifically
fan fiction.
Mermaid.
I just like felt uncomfortable that you guys were talking about my fan fiction.
So, starfish are not fish and neither are jellyfish.
Shut up.
That's a fucking lie that the universe has told us.
It's so conspiratorial.
We've been lied to by our superiors for years.
There's a type of fish called the fangtooth fish.
Yeah.
And it's only a couple of inches long.
Yeah.
But it's got teeth the size of a human's.
What? The shape of a human's?
I hope so. Yeah, have you seen that fish with the human teeth? That's fucked up.
I always imagine that when biting my finger off and it scares the dickens out of me.
Fish have pointy teeth. I think I've spoken about this before from yeah. the one fish I've caught.
Uh-huh.
Which I'll tweet another photo of.
Good.
They have pointy teeth. A, I wasn't expecting them to have teeth at all. Because mm-hmm. for some reason I just imagined them real gummy.
You do not imagine fish to have teeth.
No, you don't. You
no fish.
You don't suspect it.
And then when I stuck my finger in the fish's mouth, it bit me.
Why'd you do that?
Because that's how you hold it.
Oh, right, yeah.
You
yeah.
shove your thumb in its mouth and your other thumb in its butthole. And
really?
Like, no.
Well, I don't know fish, Zoe. I'm a soft city boy.
Shove your thumb in its mouth, you grab it by the tail, and yeah. you're like, caught a fish, mate.
That is
and
good.
Everyone's real proud of you, and you show your family for over 2 years that photo. Catfish have over 27,000 taste buds.
That's too many for a catfish. What the fuck?
How many does a human have, though?
7,000.
Why does a catfish wow. need that many taste buds? What's it tasting?
Time.
It can tell the time-space continuum through its tongue.
It just needs to be like, yep.
Maybe it needs to tell toxins in the water.
Like we can't do that? Stick your tongue in. That's poison.
Isn't that how people get poisoned, though? Like, people get poisoned all the time.
But every animal needs to not get poisoned, so fucking space out the taste buds. Don't give them to that animal, which I presume just eats and tastes dirt. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Seahorses are the only fish that swim upright, and seahorses are a fish.
How dare seahorses be a fish? But jellyfish? Seahorses aren't a horse.
Definition of fish is very broad anyway.
It makes me so mad.
Seahorses are cute.
Yeah, they are
adorable.
Cute.
They sing to their young.
The boys
Aww.
Give birth.
Aww.
Yeah, they do.
They do. That's good.
I don't know that they sing to their young.
That was a good
Electric eels have enough electricity to kill a horse.
That means somebody's trying. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, count it. That's another horse death. Woo! Ding, 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 ding. Ba, 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 ba. That's good.
I didn't
news.
Realize we had to do the dance. Like, I knew the song happened, but I didn't know the dance happened.
It's a time. Every time we bring up a horse death.
Every time a horse dies, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's good. I watched a video, actually, recently of a fella probably not dying, maybe dying, from getting electrocuted by an electric
field.
If
it can kill a horse, it can kill a man.
Well, he's probably dead right now. I watched a murder. A killing.
Fish can't. Fish don't have mens rea.
No, fish cannot murder.
A killing. The electric eel.
Habeas corpus.
Some fish do not have scales. For example, sharks just have a rough, leathery exterior.
Goodness. That's true.
That is true. Like, that's a fact, but, like, I never thought about it.
But it is true. A thing. I always feel like, and I don't know if this is true, but if I, like, put my hands on either side of a shark's head and then rubbed up and down like you might a dog, then my palms would bleed.
Are you thinking that perhaps because there's a Pokemon that is a shark that has an ability that's like that?
I think I'm thinking it because I feel like in some video game I got a shark... Like
pregnant?
Out? Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
No,
it's
like some shark armor,
that.
And it cut people. I don't know. Yeah. I got it from somewhere, but I guess crazy. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm the shark.
Could be right. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We've got to find a shark to rob. Yeah, certainly not.
I touched a banjo shark once.
How
was
it?
Cool.
It was all right. It was like trying to get away from people. I was on a camp with back in high school. Incidentally, I feel like I've told throwing rocks at a koala.
Yeah, we've heard that one.
Yeah, this classic. Is the same camp.
This is an animal hassling jamboree.
So we were in the water swimming, learning to surf, or I forget exactly what.
Adam was learning to swim for the first time. His floaties were holding him up.
Aww, that's a good mental image. Although you're just you now, but whatever. Go
Some
on.
Of the older boys were hassling a banjo shark, and it swam away from them, past me, and as it passed me, I reached out and brushed my
That's
hand
so
against
cool.
it.
That's so cool. Cool. That's a good question. Fun. What's the highest level of fish you've touched? Shark, presumably,
no,
for you.
Banjo sharks are not big, though. It's not a very impressive feat.
But I think any shark is good.
Yeah.
I think the best stingray at the aquarium.
Yeah.
It was doing that thing where it loops around and they're like, don't touch it, but you're like, it's on the surface. I'm giving
so
it a grab.
Fuck you. No, I've done just the normal aquarium grabs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining you trying to get out of there with as many fish as you can.
Flopping around.
Just real moist.
Just
no, just
in
like
a towel.
Where the paddling pool is for the children.
Yeah, yeah.
And you they're get... like, for children. And I was like, fuck you, and shoved my hand in there.
For adults.
Smush. I touched a seal once at the zoo.
Oh, that's good.
You were there with me.
I don't remember you touching it.
We touched it when we accidentally snuck backstage. Was that with you?
No. I'd remember touching
like
a seal. I really want to touch a seal.
Oh, that might have been with best friend Christina.
I like that you confused us.
Yeah, I like that you called her best friend Christina.
Like there's another Christina who's not quite
there. No, not quite my best friend. My best friend Christina and I went to the zoo and we were going through the seal. Because the whole seal bit at the Melbourne Zoo is sick.
Yeah, it's mad.
And we accidentally went out the wrong door and then ended up kind of...
in the exhibit.
Not in the exhibit, but just kind of the bit where they take the seals in and out of the cages
oh,
to like
that's cool.
do shit with. And so one of the trainers was doing that. And we're like, we got lost. And she was like, this is our seal, Henry. And I was like, I'm going to touch him.
How'd he feel?
That's good.
Slimy.
Oh, that's so
But slimy. Soft.
You got any films for us?
Shark Tale, 2004. Stories.
Woo!
Will Smith, Robert De Niro, Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
Renee Zellweger. Sounded like you were a nonna giving me advice before I went out into the cold.
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger. Thank you, nonna.
Just remembered as a person. Thanks to the IMDb for Shark Tale.
It's a classic
film. Who else
film?
Is in Shark Tale?
Oh, gosh.
Let's see the
That's
whole...
That's a good question.
Let's go through these.
It is a star-spangled banner of celebrity.
I originally wanted to look up the highest-grossing fish movies of all time.
Finding
but
Nemo,
the...
I feel like.
Finding, this. Yeah. Finding Nemo and Finding Dory are like the only two that chart anywhere.
Oh, that's,
so that's disappointing.
All right, let's go through.
Jack Black.
Okay,
Whoa,
Jack
good
Black.
Choice.
Yeah, good. He's a classic.
Angelina Jolie.
Why?
She classically plays a sexy fish. It's a very fuckable fish.
All right.
I'm going to give you the first name. Guess the surname.
Okay.
Martin.
Scorsese.
Scorsese.
It's about mobster sharks. I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Ziggy Marley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Bob Marley's grandson.
Is it?
It's his son, maybe.
There's a lot of other names here I don't know.
Go down to the characters that were bit parts. Let's give them some love.
Missy Elliott.
Missy yes, Elliott.
Oh, wait, no, yeah.
Because she sang, working at the car wash.
Whoa, oh, that's so good.
Whoa, Missy Elliott and Christina Aguilera are literally the last two build names.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Fies Kevin Mangat.
All right, Fies Kevin Ernie. Mangat. Everybody, from now on, this is an official Shut Up A Second shout out to you for appearing in Shark Tale in a role everyone's forgotten, except us.
Robert Clotworthy.
Clotworthy, brilliant name. Robert.
Just credited as voice.
He brought it.
One of his background voices, but own it, Robert. Or Bob, if that's what you prefer to be called.
Yeah, whatever you go by.
Yeah.
Stephen Apostolina, also only credited as voice.
He's doing his job.
He's being a voice, it's not a lie.
David Yanover, taxi fish, voice. Uh-huh.
And here's an interesting fact. He's an actual fish, not a fish who drives a taxi.
I'm really impressed of his ability to bring the taxi driver to life.
Yeah, I think he did. He gave it a color and a bit of je ne sais quoi.
Yes, je ne sais quoi, indeed.
Yeah, in the classic film Shark's Tale, yeah?
Mark Swift, announcer, voice.
Oh, Mark Swift. Well, voice only. He's a classic.
Mark Swift, I have to admit, like, I love some of his work, but I hate some of his work. But his work that I love...
That's Mark Swift.
I fucking love.
That's Mark Swift for you. That's the way he goes.
Lenny Ventino, who voiced Giuseppe / Great White Number One, and he's got a good picture. I want to look at this man.
Okay. I'm excited that we're getting to know the forgotten heroes. Yeah, the unsung hero.
That's a good picture.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Is he a marionette? He looks a heap like a marionette.
He looks like someone I'm probably related to.
He looks like he came alive on the show. Oh, wow. He's worked with Will Smith a bunch.
Maybe he's like...
No, wait. Just once.
Best friend?
Is it just Will Smith's marionette? Here's a question, ignoring the rest of the unsung heroes of Shark Tale.
We did have it.
This is our final question, and it's not related to fish at all. It's just a good question. Would you rather have, following you at all times for the rest of your life, a Muppet version of yourself or a marionette version of yourself?
Oh, Muppet. Marionettes are creepy.
Muppet. Yep, Muppet.
Can you show you're working?
Marionettes are creepy.
I feel like with a Muppet, I'm going to go on hijinks. I think with a marionette, I got to kill it.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Velotta.
I've been Adam.
Thank you for marionette fish.
Fish, the episode is fish.
Animals F. Fish.
Animals, half man, half monster. No, part man. Whatever, bye.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.